Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today we will have joining us on our show actress and author and motivational speaker Trisha Mann Grant. And I'm happy to be sitting down to talk with her today about her new novel, Amazing Testimonies. While we wait for her to call into the show, give you guys a little overview about her. I know I just watched her in a indie film called The Lying Truth. It's available on Amazon Prime. You guys got to definitely check that out. And also, if you're a Netflix lover, you most definitely want to check out Man in 3B. She played in that as well. While we wait for her to call into the show, I just got off the phone with her, so I'm looking forward to chatting with her about her novel, Amazing Testimonies, and it's available on Amazon. We're excited to be able to talk with her. She is actually a Chicago native, so I'm really excited to be able to talk to hometown talent. You know, Trisha Mann Grant attended Roosevelt University for music education with a scholarship in voice performance. And we are looking forward to talking with her to see, to get to know a little bit more about her, especially the author in her. It's always a pleasure to be able to talk to authors when they're sharing their stories, because, you know, when we share our stories, we talk about, you know, our own journey as an author, as a writer, and what led us to writing the novel so we can have a powerful impact on someone else's life. While we wait for Trisha, I'm going to play a little snippet of Darcell. You guys know I'm really feeling his music until Miss Mann Grant calls into the show. Check this out, guys.
For friends, summer day.
Everyone, it's that time. Welcome to the show, Miss Trisha Mann Grant. Hi, Trisha.
Well, hello. How are you? Oh, I had a frog in my throat. Good morning. Good morning from L.A.
All right, and good afternoon from Chi-Town.
Right. Exactly. Hey. So how are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing, beautiful?
Girl, I am just, you know, thankful. Have you ever just been thankful? Even though
Yes. Sometimes
things are not always going the way you want them to or the way you expect them to, I'm still grateful and thankful. And what I do to get myself in that mindset is I just think about all the little things that we take for granted, like the fact that I woke up and I can see.
Yes. Got your use of your limbs. You can walk and talk. Hey, amen.
Yes. Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what, you know, I went online and I was like, oh my God, he's written a book. I got a pop tart. You know, because I'm used to so much of seeing you in movies and plays and, you know, and I said, okay, I got to talk to her. And you wrote this beautiful novel called Amazing Testimony. Now, you got to tell us about that.
Okay, Amazing Testimonies is actually an anthology, which is a collection of many stories from different people, true stories, and so including mine. So how I did this book, which was given to me by God 17 years ago, and I procrastinated until 2015. I decided I'm going to get serious about this book. I kept starting and stopping, and then when I got serious, 2 weeks after me being really diligent with collecting stories again and focusing on the format of the book, I had a stroke. And while I was in the bed and in the hospital, I'm thinking, how in the world am I going to get this book done? That's all I could think about was the book.
Not yourself, but the book.
You know, how am I going to get this book done? And so what I did was I called people on the phone while I was, just laid up, and I said, hey, let's do this interview over the phone. Because after a stroke, a lot of times people have panic attacks. And I was having panic attacks every 30 minutes. And then it would lessen to every hour. And then it was every 2-3 hours. But I was having them throughout the day. So then I got brave, and I went and met with people. And then I sat down and did them. So Shirley Murdoch, who's an amazing R&B singer, is one of the celebrity testimonies in the book. My husband, Tony Grant, he has a couple of stories in there. He's from Tyler Perry's Love Thy Neighbor and a bunch of Tyler Perry plays, Why Did I Get Married? And then Jesse Campbell, who was on The Voice, he's also in the book. And I have a dear brother friend who used to be in the group MGM with R. Kelly, and he's also still singing and doing his own thing. So, and then just a bunch of wonderful family and friends. So, you know, it's stories of supernatural healings, miracles, stories of near-death experiences, people who died and actually came back and saw angels or saw Jesus, people who have been in very horrible accidents or situations where they should have died and they didn't and they made it out unscathed, business owners who went through challenges and now have successful businesses, married couples who went through challenges and shouldn't have made it, they're still together. People have been molested, but they're sane and they came through, and a bunch of victims to victors. It's so many different stories, but when I tell you, they're all encouraging and inspiring, and that is what matters to me most. I'm happy. And it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. And again, it's called Amazing Testimony.
Okay. So would you say your stroke inspired the title of the story, the title of the novel?
You know, my grandmother had a book. She passed away when I was 21. She had a book with a lot of, it was called Amazing Stories. And I remember being inspired actually by that title, to be really honest. And the word testimony, I believe, was divinely given to me. But I held on to that word amazing, because truly the testimonies in this story are amazing. And the thing is, people don't understand, we all have a testimony. We all do.
Yes, we do.
We all have testimony. And they can't come without the test first. And that's the part we don't get. You know, when we're going through the storm, it's like, why, God? Why me? What did I do to deserve this? I'm a good person. I love you, Lord. You know, all the things we think of to say when we're going through it. And then when we come out and we're standing strong and we look back at the aftermath, and it's like, oh, my God, I made that. I made it through that. And not only did I make it through, I'm even stronger now than I was before. Here's where the testimony becomes powerful. It's mm-hmm. when you actually share it with someone. It's when you actually yeah. say, here's what happened to me. And your pride and your ego don't get in the way of you telling the truth and just being yeah. raw with it so that it can touch and bless somebody else who can say, wow, I thought I was the only one who experienced that. But wow, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that with me. That gave me a little hope so that I don't stay in this depression or I don't go forward with thinking about killing myself or, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. It's like we never know just by sharing our story how it can really help someone else.
Absolutely. And our testimony is not for us. It's for us.
Right.
We're supposed mm-hmm. to have an impact on other people's lives. That is beautiful.
Exactly.
So is there a message that you would like the audience and readers to walk away with after reading amazing testimony?
Yeah, prayer. Prayer is powerful. Prayer and belief, having the faith to know that not did I just pray, but God, I know you heard it. And the thing is, we really doubt so many times that God actually hears our prayers, but oh, he does. People wonder how mm-hmm. is it that God can be omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He's omnipresent because when you were conceived, he was already inside of you, which means that that's why mm-hmm. he's omniscient, because he knows all that you do, because
yes,
he is inside of you. He's omnipotent because the minute that you activate your faith, and because he already knows and sees what you're going through, he's there, then he can go ahead and give you the desires of your heart, especially if it's within the purpose that he has for you. So that then he can help you. For instance, there I am in the wheelchair at the hospital because my friends picked me up, a girlfriend of mine, she picked me up, Margot, to take me to get my car, take it to the dealership because some guy had just mm-hmm. hit the mirror and knocked it off. And so she noticed I was slurring my words, and she noticed that I was walking sideways. And she said, She's like, girl, I'm taking you to the hospital. She said, in fact, I'm going to call Daryl, her husband. I'll drive you. We'll drop this car off. But then after that, we're taking you to the hospital. And so because I saw that it was pretty bad myself, I was like, okay, fine. And so on the way to the hospital, Daryl's talking to me, Trisha, stay with me. You okay? I'm starting to fold up like a pretzel, and my right hand started to curl underneath, and I could not unfold it. I couldn't move it. I couldn't straighten it out. And then all of a sudden, I was having a hard time even responding to him. So the stroke mm-hmm. was like going into full force, full effect. And by the way, let me just sidetrack and say this. The stroke came from not eating properly, not drinking enough water, not getting enough rest, and allowing things to stress me out. So if you're doing mm-hmm. any of those, anybody listening to this, get your health together, because you can be no
That's
good
right.
for God. You can be no good for anyone else. You can't even be any good for yourself if your health is not right.
That's
so there
right.
is nothing
That's
out
right.
that deep. That you got to allow it to stress you out like that. And
That's
take
right.
care of
Let
your
it go.
Body. Let it go and take care of your body. Drink your water, eat your food, and get enough rest. Period. That's it. That's a good recipe for staying healthy. So, anyway, girl, we get to the hospital. The paramedics come, put me in the wheelchair. And I realized at that moment that I was definitely in straight stroke mode. And all I could think of was my uncle Roger. And my Uncle Naranjan had a
goodness.
Stroke years prior to, and he hadn't been able to talk or feed himself or do anything all that time. And I
oh
just
God.
Didn't want to be like that. So I said a quick prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this, a quick
That's
prayer.
Right.
I said, Lord,
mm-hmm.
please, in Jesus' name, because there's a lot of power in the name of Jesus, I said,
so
please
live.
Do not. I said, please do not let me end up like my Uncle Naranjan. God, please heal my body and give me back my mobility. In the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
amen. It was a quick prayer, but I said it in my head because
uh-huh.
the guys were asking me, the men were asking me, the paramedics, what's your name? Where are you from? They're asking me, all shooting all these questions at me. And my tongue would not connect with my brain, and I could not speak. And I have to tell you, that is one of the scariest moments, and I've had many. I've had a man jump in my car before and kill me. But that moment there, not being able to open my mouth and talk, whoa, that messed me up. But I'm going to tell you, the minute I got in the room, they hooked me up to the EKG. They had a IV in one arm, and they were taking blood from the other arm. They had stripped off all my clothes. I'm in the hospital gown. Well, I mean, it all happened so fast. And then one more time, they said, what's your name? And God, I could feel the moment that God released my tongue, and I was able to say, Trisha. And I cried like a baby because
I know that's right.
Oof, I was so grateful. I'm like, thank you, God, you heard my prayer. You heard my prayer. Thank you. You know, honey, it's scary and it's deep, and I have no signs of a stroke at all. I'm just grateful.
Praise God. Okay. Now, see, God is the healer. He's a healer. Won't he do it?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Oh,
and I was determined
that
to get
is
that
a
book
beautiful.
That.
All right. Now, that's a beautiful testimony right there. Now, you know, last night I had the pleasure of watching The Lion Truth on Amazon Prime. And yes, now you are in that. You're playing an attorney. What was that like? And tell our audience a little bit about that role.
I love playing attorney roles because my big sister Tasha Moore. She lives in New York. She is an attorney, and she's something else. You know, we have two totally different personalities. She's just, if you want something real straight, it's coming from her. Me, I will try to choose my words carefully. Her, no, but she's good in the courtroom. She's good at what she does. So I was able to play an attorney that was defending a woman who had accused a rapper of raping her in the trailer. And I can't say too much, because, you know, it's such a little twist at the end and everything. But
yes, it is.
Yes, I was defending her. And I was actually playing opposite my fiancé, played by Reggie Gaskins, who also wrote, directed, and produced it. And we ended our engagement because he didn't want to back down from being this rapper's attorney and defending him. And I didn't want to back down from defending the young lady. So I gave him back my ring. Oh, I'm just telling too much. All right. So anyway.
Yeah, you're telling too much.
I'm telling too much. I'm just going to tell the whole movie. They're like, well, shoot, Trisha's dead.
We ain't
got to
watch
it now. I hope Reggie's not listening. He is going to scream. Okay, so yeah, y'all go to Amazon Prime and check out The Lion Truth. And then go to Netflix and check out The Man in 3B. Yes.
Yes, because I saw that too. I was there. I went to a premiere with some of the cast. I was very happy and very pleased. We were screaming and yelling and talking back to the movie. Girl, you did that.
Thank you. Yeah, little old Nancy. She's trying to be all demure and cheating on her husband and everything. It's so sad.
Girl, yes, she was. I was like, you over there being a hot mess.
Just being a hot mess in the sweetest way, huh?
Yeah.
That was a great cast. I love playing with Lamon Rucker and Christian Keys, Braylee Evans. That's my boo-boo. Love me some Braylee. She's a sweetheart.
And
James Black, of course. He was awesome. So it's good. Great cast, definitely. I give love to Indy Brown, who's a sorority of mine. Indy Brown and Trey Haley, they put out all these wonderful black films that you see. That's awesome. They've been doing great with Tridestin Studios. So, yeah, anybody out there that wants to ask, send a picture to Tridestin Studios, send your resume in, tell them that you want to be a part of their next production, and then say, and make sure you put Trisha in the next one, too. There you go.
That's right. You gotta look. She plugging in, so y'all gotta plug her too now. Take
that's
her with
right.
you.
Indeed.
So, who are some of your favorite directors that you would love to work with? Name at least three.
Steven Spielberg. I would love to work with Steven Spielberg. Ron Howard, and there was a time, actually, I'm thinking Spike Lee, but also Singleton.
Yes.
But you know what, Denzel Washington.
I can see that.
Yeah, Denzel's directing.
Yes.
I know that's not three. I'm past the number three. But
yes.
Denzel's doing now. He's out there. Honestly, it's so many I'm thinking of. Penny Marshall. Remember her from Laverne and Shirley?
Yes.
I have seen her do some really great things. There's some pretty good directors out there. So, but Steven Spielberg is number one for me, definitely.
Okay.
In the ether, as my mama would say. You be careful what you say because it's out there in the ether.
That's what I was talking about.
The first time I heard that, I was like, what the ether?
How can our audience connect with you on social media to keep up with you and see what's going, you know, what projects you got coming on?
Please go to my Instagram. Unfortunately, I've been paying more attention to that lately than anything. But actually, I'll try to come back on the Twitter. But go to Trisha Mann Grant 621. And the minute you put Trisha Mann in, it will pop up. And that's TrishaMann Grant 621. That's me. And then at Trisha Mann on Twitter and Facebook. Oh, my Lord, if you could please go on to the Man Talk page for my Man Talk show, which is for the men. Because back in 2009, girl, I went into a barbershop, was hanging out with a friend of mine, and next thing I know, the guys were getting into a conversation. And next thing I know, I jumped into the conversation, and the whole barbershop was in an uproar. And then I had this epiphany, and I saw myself sitting on a stage with a group of men talking about relationships, you know, marriage, divorce, separation, then politics, sports, because I love the variety of convo that men have. And, yeah, they gossip too, but at least they'll jump up off of that and talk about music or go into, you know, money or business or this and that. But the show is focused more for relationships to bridge the gap between men and women. So I have Man Talk with host Trisha Mann Grant on Facebook. Excuse me, I have Amazing Testimonies with Trisha Mann Grant on Facebook. And of course, Trisha Mann Grant and Trisha L. Mann Grant. And so that's enough of those pages. That's too much. But those other two, those.
You like me?
Girl, I did not mean for that to happen. I started the first one, and then when it got up to 5,000, the Trisha Mann Grant, when it got up to 5,000, and then I got married, I did not want to start a fan page. Honestly, I didn't feel worthy. I was like, well, I'm not going to start a fan page for what? And so then I just started another page with the married name. And next thing you know, I had my it was called something else before Amazing Testimonies. It was called Trisha's, oh, Lord Jesus, I forgot. It was a positive page.
Okay.
You know, very positive page. And then the Man Talk. So those are my social media handles. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the beautiful Trisha Mann Grant. You guys go out there at Amazon, order her book, Amazon Amazing Testimonies, and be sure to go to Amazon Prime and check out The Lying Truth. Now, we done shared a little bit. We're not going to share no more about that movie.
Oh,
y'all
I
need
know,
to go check that out.
It's interesting, though.
It is, and there's a plot twist. There's a plot twist at the end, so I won't give no spoilers. I have shared it on my Twitter, and I'm going to also share the link on my Facebook page as well as her book link as well on our Facebook page. So you guys go there, check her out, support her, And also check out her Facebook pages now. I know I'm following one of them.
right. Well, follow all of them, honey. And I'm going to retweet your stuff. I've been sick for a couple of weeks, but I'm getting back into action, so I wasn't up on my social media game and promoting things, but I'm still going to retweet whatever you tweeted, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. And you have a beautiful morning. Enjoy your afternoon.
And you enjoy yours. And everyone out there, be blessed, be strong, stay prayed up. Okay, take care.
All right now. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.